What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I am the Ballet Kempo expert, Jay, and with me is the guy with the obvious Baroque Works tattoo, Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell.
Yeah, it was another good week.
Yeah, very fun week. It just blew by.
Yeah, exactly. And what did we cover this week, Jay?
We covered the instant classic One Piece,
the little known gem.
Yeah, we always say it, little
the
niche,
the engine, the little engine that could.
Yeah, One Piece. And we finished off the Alabasta arc.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Really fun. The first half of the arc was had its ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
But I feel this last half was all just
action-packed.
All thriller.
Yep.
No filler.
Exactly.
Or almost no filler, I should say.
I know.
But, yeah. So, do you want me to hit you with the synopsis?
Yeah, and you actually wrote this, right?
Yeah, so I actually wrote it.
Credit goes to Aaron.
Exactly. Old Aaron's mind brain.
Yeah, Aaron.net.
Exactly. So with the threat of civil war brewing, the Straw Hat Pirates with Vivi continue their adventures in Alabasta, where they encounter more Baroque Works assassins and their boss Crocodile. Will the crew make it to the capital before the war begins? Let's find out.
Yeah, exactly. So, should we just go into the facts?
Yeah, let's just go in.
So, a lot of the facts I have are just like stuff that we've already discussed. So, if you want to know a little bit more, then you could check out the earlier ones. So, this is One Piece. It's a shonen adventure anime and was released in 1999. There are over 800 episodes, and it's still going on. This is based on the manga written by Ichiro Oda, and this was directed by Konosuke Uda. And we're like at the end of what
his run, right?
No, he's gonna still be. It's like 2-person teams, I think.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna be like him, and then the next director that's gonna take the next time we do it. It's gonna be another director. But with him, I think him like on the sidelines, maybe.
That's
I don't know.
Okay.
And then the next director. And then after the third director, I think that's when the Konosuke stops.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And the studio is Toei Animation. And for this one, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the video games that they were involved in. They did a little some animations for video games like Sonic CD. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Time Gal. Have you ever heard of Time
No.
Gal? So Time Gal is, have you heard of Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
It's like a quick time game from back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Time Gal is essentially the same thing where you're just trying to pick the right choice at the right time.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually one of the rarest games for the Pioneer Laser Active. I had to think about it for a second.
Jesus.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the
Pioneer? No.
It's actually a laser disc based game.
Jesus.
So the games are like vinyl size.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. It's like a very niche,
I would imagine.
Super niche, very expensive console to collect for. I mean, the console itself is very expensive, and just getting games for it is really
It probably hard. Launched at an expensive price, I would assume.
Yeah. But one cool thing about the Pioneer Laser Active is it also came with, like, attachments that you could... So, like, I think the base model had, like, a karaoke attachment.
What the
but
hell?
But you could buy a Sega Genesis attachment and a TurboGrafx attachment. And those are... I think the Genesis one's easier to find, but the TurboGrafx one is...
Impossible
to find.
Oh, that's super dope, though.
Yeah. So... And I think it's like one of the ways to get like the best picture for the Sega Genesis on like a CRT TV.
Of course it would be.
So, yeah. Oh, and another game that they helped with was Sailor Moon Super S. That's the fighting game.
Oh, okay.
Sailor Moon fighting game. And I don't know if you know, but like Sailor Moon has a bunch of games.
Oh, I would imagine. And
like none of them came in the United States, which is, it sucks.
Well, I remember back in the day, like the old PS1, like Inuyasha fighting game.
Yeah, it's like in the same vein.
Right, like just, we never get everything. I mean, nowadays we barely get stuff to come over.
Yeah, and if we do get them, it's like super low print.
Which is super weird, because I was literally just talking about anime video games today in my group chat. And we were talking about how the Konosuba visual novel never came.
Oh, yeah.
And they're actually releasing a PS4 dungeon RPG of Konosuba.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that going to get translated?
Probably not. Oh,
that's terrible.
I would hope. I don't know if you've ever heard of like Asia English titles. Mm-mm. So like some Asian countries speak English, they release it basically with subtitles for countries. It's kind of like I can't think of.
I think
like the Philippines maybe release out there, or and I think it's like Taiwan, like someplace in Taiwan.
Yeah,
are primarily English speaking.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
how like I think what is that RPG that came out recently? Well, not recently. At the launch of the Switch, I Am Setsuna.
How originally people played it?
Yeah. To get a physical English version, you'd have to get it from like one of those weird countries, like Taiwan or something like that. Or like some people speak English there.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, what was the last one? I forget what the game is called. But it's the waifu simulator for the PSVR. Summer Lessons is what it's called. It's like the whole premise of the game. Not to get super sidetracked, but the whole premise of the game is that you're a tutor for an American girl.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're teaching her. Well, no, I think the base game is you're teaching a Japanese girl English.
Yeah,
and then the second campaign is like a blonde American girl, and you're teaching her Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, and they released an Asia English version of that game, so that it never came to the West. But if you wanted to play it, you could. There's a venue for you to go get it.
Okay.
But so yeah, One Piece. Yeah,
I was actually going to talk more about Sailor Moon games.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But we could just talk about that during Sailor Moon when we do that eventually.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So this was licensed by Funimation. And the music was done, again, by Kohei Tanaka and Shiro Hamaguchi. And we get a couple new songs for the opening and endings.
Mm-hmm.
The first being... Hold on. We get a new opening called Hikari E, and this is by the band Baby Stars. And I think the English version, you said it was by Vic Bignana?
No, that's the second one.
No, I'm talking about the opening.
Yeah, the second opening. Is this
one the one that we just watched right now?
Yeah, it's Vic Mignogna.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the Baby Stars also did another anime called Yakitate Japan. Have you ever heard of this one? It's actually I'm very interested. It's going on the list for me. It's actually a bread making anime, and it's a shonen anime. Yes.
You know what? I know exactly what you're talking about now.
And he has like his hands are like special, like they're warmer temperature than normal people.
Yeah. No, so, I know what you're talking about.
So the yeast rises better when he's making bread, and it's his adventure of trying to make Japan bread, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's going on the list. Yeah. That sounds super interesting to me. I love bread. Okay, and we get a couple new ending songs. The first being it's called Glory Kimi ga Iru Kara, and that's by Takako Uehara. And she used to be in a band called Speed, and when they broke up, she pursued a solo career. She's also an actor and a model, and she endorses a bunch of stuff like chocolate and shampoo and all that stuff. So she's doing pretty well for herself. And the next ending song is called Shining Ray, and this is by a band called Jeanne d'Arc. And they're not actually named after Joan of Arc. They're actually named after a character in a manga called Devilman.
Oh, yeah.
And So the band is still around, and the members do some. They have their own solo projects going on as well, so they're still active. If you want to check them out,
well, that's cool.
Yeah. And going back to music, how do you feel about the music in this anime during this part?
It was more of the same except for like the more obviously Eastern influenced music.
Yeah.
Because of the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just like it's as good as ever.
Yeah. I mean, some of the tunes that stand out to me the most were Crocodile's Casino.
Yeah.
The music there was really cool. And there was a nice orchestral music that when Crocodile was defeated.
Right.
So that one was like super hype for me. I really loved that music. I think it fit really well.
So the one that really stuck out to me, I believe it's Sanji's theme. I still have to go look it up. But it's the theme where Sanji and Bonclair are about to fight, where Sanji like walks in,
yeah,
to the frame,
mm-hmm.
And it's just pretty bad. Like it's a total like Sanji,
yeah,
song,
mm-hmm.
Like jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty. It was really, really dope.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so for cross media, I wanted to talk about One Piece's collaboration with Skechers, and I showed you the shoes.
Yeah, too bad they're only like women's size. Like, what? I don't understand.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
You can get men's sizes. So the collaboration is they made six shoes inspired by some of the characters in the anime. It's Luffy, Zoro, Sanji, Chopper, and two characters that I'm not familiar with yet that we haven't got to them in the anime.
Yeah.
I think one of them's name is Law.
Yeah.
And the other one, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but one of my friends will not tell me who the other character is because apparently it's a spoiler for some reason.
Okay, hey, good. So at first, there was, like you said, there was only women's sizes. But now you can get Luffy's, Sanji's, and one of the other guys in men's sizes. So yeah. So all the shoes they're all pretty nice looking. I think you said that you'd like the Chopper ones the best,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Too bad you can't get those in
men's.
That's
what I'm saying. Those Chopper ones are dope.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people are, like, mixed on, like, the shoes. A lot of people don't like Skechers.
Whatever.
Yeah. But I think they look fine. They look cool. And they get the job done. And from what I could tell online, the Luffy's and the Sanji's are the most popular. Yeah, because I was looking online and those sizes are like almost gone. So if you want to get a Luffy pair or if you want to get a Sanji pair, you better hurry up.
Well, good thing I have a big foot, so those tend to sell out really slowly.
Yeah. But another downfall of the bigger sizes is that they make
less of them, which is also true.
Yep.
But so, hey, if your size 9 or 10 foot,
yeah,
a normal foot, you can.
Yeah. I think the nationwide average is like 7.
Is it 7?
Not nationwide. Worldwide average is 7.
No, okay.
But here in the United States, it's like around like 8.5, 9, 10,
yeah.
Something like that. But yeah. And then it also comes the box that the shoes come in. It's really nice. It has the crew on the top. It kind of resembles a treasure chest.
That's cool.
And it has like some graphics on the side. It looks really nice. If I was to pick one, I would probably pick the Chopper ones as well.
That's what I'm saying. They're really nice.
I think the least one that I don't like is the Sanji ones. I think they look too plain.
Yeah.
I think it would have looked better if it had more black.
Yeah.
Because it just looks like a regular shoe to me. But people are buying them, so like apparently they like them. And one cool thing about the Skechers shoes is like the detail on it. So the tongue of each shoe has their pirate crest on it. The insole has a picture of the character.
That's cool.
And the trim that runs down the tongue,
uh-huh,
says One Piece on it.
Oh.
And it looks really cool.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go get a pair.
Yeah.
I was almost going to go look up right now to go see how much they are.
I think they're 85. It's not too bad.
No, but
for a Skechers shoe, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Exactly. Yeah. Skechers don't make good shoes. They don't make durable shoes.
Yeah.
So
they make comfy shoes. That's about it. I've seen him at the Great Mall, one of our malls local here.
Really?
Yeah, you can. They have like a nice little advertisement for the One Piece stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, but I think all I seen there was the Sanji's. I don't know if they have any of the other ones.
Right. Oh, not mentioning shoes, real quick. Did you know that? Bringing it back to My Hero, did you know Deku shoes are based off of Red Air Forces?
Air Force Ones?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And that's they're back cool. in stock. There was a big announcement because when My Hero got big and people wanted to cosplay as like school Deku, they were gone. People just bought them all up.
I'm assuming they're high tops, right?
Yeah.
High top Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Just the red on top, red. White.
It's
sole,
a specific,
right?
Yeah, it's a specific brand of Air Force Ones. But yeah, they just cosplayers bought them out. And then just recently, I think last week or the week before, they made a big announcement that they're back in stock.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was like, when they said Deku's shoes, I was like, yo, did they make the shoot style shoes into real shoes? I'll get those. But no, it was his red school shoes.
Yeah, which is dope.
They were just so pretty dope, and they look in real life. They look pretty clean. All
yeah.
All
well, Air Forces are. It's like a classic shoe.
Oh yeah. I'll let you. I'll show it to you.
I just think they look too clunky for me.
Yeah, they are a little too big, but I like big. I like big high top shoes like that, so I might cop a pair.
Okay. All right, so let's get into the general. Do you have anything general to talk about?
I do. Well, I guess since we're going to be talking about
characters a lot.
We're talking about episodes in general. I can save a lot of mine for later.
Okay.
But one of the things I do want to say is every time we do watch One Piece, I am reminded how much I do like it.
Yeah.
And it's the king of the slow burn mm-hmm. anime. Where the first five or six episodes that we watched were, like, kind of slow.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, meandering. Mm-hmm. And then Sanji shows up, and it just all hell breaks loose for the next 20 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, all-out chaos.
Yeah. And it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it.
I don't know if I have any other major thing I want to say.
I like the nice attention to detail that I saw a few things. One of them being when Nami hit Sanji on the head, his little bruise on his head, the little bump that it was, yeah. It was in the shape of a heart.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And like there's other like little details like that I really enjoy. Do you have anything like any dislikes that you want to discuss?
Not really.
I have one.
Go ahead.
So I do not like that the new intro spoiled that Robin joins the crew.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. if I was not aware of anything of One Piece, I'd be pretty upset about that.
Yeah, why is
the villain in the intro?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's some
but you can make the argument that the first opening also spoils that Sanji and Zoro and Nami join the crew.
I guess, yeah.
But they had to make some sort of intro.
Yeah. I'm also really upset that Vivi didn't
join the crew.
Yeah, I really liked
I consider Vivi. Her a straw hat.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You have to.
She was there for so long. I wonder...
I mean, she had her own
eye catch. I was wondering if any other person who joins them for a little bit or joins them for that long... She was there for... like 40, 50 episodes. She was there for a long time. And I wonder if any other Straw Hat or any other person that joins them for a little bit gets a eye catch.
I think so, yeah. I know I don't know the characters' names, but I know like some of the villains get like get eye catch, like the wanted poster stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if the wanted posters ever end? Like eventually
the eye catches?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think they at least go all the way up to Brooke.
Because Brooke has an eye catch?
I know Brooke has an eye catch.
Oh, okay.
It's not a wanted poster, but it's like they after like the wanted poster, it's like this other eye catch that they do.
Yeah.
Of like them like walking across the table and they pick up something like Nami picks up the compass.
Oh, okay. So the wanted poster eye catches end eventually.
Yeah. The wanted posters end it. They end.
And then I don't really have anything. But yeah, that spoiler thing, that was not... It's totally not cool.
Yeah. But it's forget. I already knew Robin was going to join, so it wasn't that too big of a deal, but I would have been upset if...
Like, if we ever watch, like, Fairy Tale, there are some openings that are, like...
I'll try not to pay too much attention to the...
It's...
To the openings.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Because some of them are, like, wait, they're fighting this guy, like, right now, and he's in the opening? Oh, okay. And it's, like, the middle, and then, like, the next arc, like, who are these people? It's weird. It's such a... I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. All right, so art and cinematography.
I don't know what we've pretty much covered.
Yeah, we covered, like, their alabaster clothes before, and it still looks pretty cool. I mean, there are some other new outfits, like Vivi in her, like, princess gown. Dress.
Yeah, her formal wear.
Yeah, looks really nice.
I really liked Miss Father's Day.
Oh, her outfit?
Her outfit.
Yeah, quero, quero.
Yeah, just her frog outfit. I was like, oh, man. She was super cute.
Yep.
And
some new characters are introduced. But I guess we'll talk about
the
main characters.
Yeah, the characters. Yeah, and then, again, like, the cinematography, just because it's so cheap, it is lacking.
Yeah.
But in the parts where they want you to know it looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
Is really good. So a lot of the fight scenes
look really nice.
Are beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this season to me, too, also felt cheaper. Like, it's getting, the animation's getting cheaper.
Really?
Also,
they're pinching their pennies a little bit.
Yeah. Like, they're starting. Mm-hmm. Just because a lot of stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And then you can see, like, shots where it's, like, almost, like, no frames a second. Like, standing up, like, down. They're laying down already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weird. There's, like, weird nitpicky shots I can talk about with it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It sucks that it just doesn't have... I mean, they're able to make so many episodes because it's so... cheap to make. Oh, another weird general thing I kind of didn't like also, now that I'm thinking about it, is do we really have to have 4 to 5 minutes of recap in every
episode?
Yeah.
I know, it was kind of like during, like, the first part of this, like, span of episodes, they do that map section of where the Straw Hats are going, and it's like the same thing over and over and over. I mean, like, they talk about something different
at the end. They're talking about what happened last episode, but
yeah, but the beginning is always the same. And I was like so happy when they stopped showing that map and they showed Albera.
Right.
I was like, oh, finally, there's something different to look at in the beginning.
But
then that gets played out.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was going to mention, but I really, I don't know, I just found it really annoying. Oh, the thing I was going to say was, I could not imagine watching One Piece, like, live.
Oh, like
live
by live, week, yeah.
Like, on broadcast, just to be like, ugh. I mean, I guess by now, you'd be over it, but,
mm-hmm.
like, now I could just watch it, just skip through all of it. It's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, really good.
Yeah.
Is there any cinematography shots you want to talk about?
There's a few. I like the after there was some there was like a bunch of battles that happened in Albera, and I really liked that when they ended, it was like a
Ali Barna?
The text Ali Barna?
Ali Barna? Talking about the capital?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ali Barna.
Ali Barna? That's how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Well, that's how they said it in the dub.
Oh, okay.
Ali Barna. I was like, Ali.
Yeah, it's really close to Alabasta, so yeah. It was kind of confusing to me. But there was a lot of fights there, and, like, when the fights ended, it would be like a it would freeze frame, and then, like, the text, it would, like,
yeah, like, it's like battle of the
battle at
behind it's like behind the atrium.
Yeah.
Was Nami.
Yeah, and Zoro.
Well, Zoro was in the front of the atrium.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or not atrium, but whatever the building
place was. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like the, I think it was like the whatever alley was Bon Clay and Sanji.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, they really like that. It's a winner.
Sanji.
Whoever, yeah, winner Sanji, winner Zoro, winner Nami.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really strong.
Yeah. I was actually like, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's so dope. I hope they do that for all of them.
I know. And then I wondered, like, will it ever show, like, when one of them lose? Like, eventually, one of them has to lose, I would feel. Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah. But also, yeah. It was pretty cool. I also really like the shot of when Zoro cuts down the steel guy.
Yeah.
Which is, like, classic samurai shot of him just hella wide stance and then him putting back his sword.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can just see, it's, like, kind of, like, past him, like, through his arm. And you just see the dude
fall down. Yeah.
And he killed him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy because I think at one point there's a claim that the Straw Hats have never killed anybody. And now we know at least two people on screen have died.
Yeah. I think Eric, right?
Eric was completely murdered by Nami. Uh-huh. And then, I did feel like the
fishman dude.
Well, I felt like he died too. A lot of the fishmen.
Yeah,
I felt a lot of the fishmen died. Arlong for sure felt like he died.
Yeah.
What was his name? The
Mr. One.
Not Mr. One. That's the guy who Zoro killed. Yeah. I think they said even like Mr. Seven, the past Mr. Seven, Zoro killed.
The blonde dude? That one was with Miss Wednesday?
No, the one that was before him. Because he says, when he's talking to Mr. One, he's like, Mr. Seven came to me and asked me to be a part of your gang, a part of the Brogue Works. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I'd only become part of Brogue Works if you made me your leader. Uh-huh. Zoro goes, well, he came up to me, and I had to put him back down into his place.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he probably got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who else I was going to mention, but yeah.
Didn't, like, Mr. 11 get killed by, like, he was, like, tied up on a ship. Was he with, like, the Marines?
Yeah.
He got straight up shot.
Yeah. By the billions mm-hmm. or the millions.
Oh, but that wasn't by the Straw Hats.
No. The guy who was in Captain Kuro's thing, Jacko. Oh. I feel like Jacko and Full Body died there too.
I hope they didn't. I think Full Body's like pretty like a funny character to like he keeps like pulling his weight around and then like he just gets murdered like
yeah.
Tossed aside like nothing.
The only reason I say that is because, like, after their ship sank, like, their hats were floating.
Oh, okay.
So I assume...
They just blew up.
They just blew up or died.
Okay.
But anyway, really good... Oh, a really good example of show don't tell. And I don't know if it was in the sub or not. But we get that shot of when Luffy is fighting Crocodile... in the tomb, and he punches Crocodile, and Crocodile's like, "How do you punch me without any water?"
Yeah,
and they never say explicitly in the dub like what it was, but there's the shot of his hands, you know, bloody.
Yeah,
so it's like, oh, it's a really cool thing of like, oh, it's his, he's using
his blood. To... Yeah,
which is pretty dope.
I think in the sub he mentions like He mentions his blood can harden sand or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But like before, like what you're saying, you could even see like when he's like when he's running.
Yeah, scene before when he's running.
Yeah, running down the stairs, you could see his blood dripping down his legs. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, really strong. Also, there was a weird shot that's a continuity error, but at one point. Vivi's running and her shoe straps break.
Oh yeah.
And so she's shoeless for like the rest of the time. And then she comes down from the clock tower and she has shoes on.
Yeah, that's an error.
Yeah, but there's a like it makes a point of seeing her run, and you can see her shoes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you would think they wouldn't be shoes. Like, I don't know. I was like, are they trying to say something with her having shoes on? I was like, did I not pay attention when she put shoes on?
Yeah, I don't know where she would have got them from.
Yeah, did Miss Father's Day just leave a pair up there?
I know, right? One thing I do want to commend this anime for is, I think I've mentioned this in Snafu, the separating of audio channels.
Uh-huh.
This I noticed some parts were like separated, like if somebody was talking on the left, they're on the left. If somebody was on the right, it didn't happen a lot, but it was nice. It was nice to hear it.
Yeah, and, I think the dub is mono. So
is it?
Yeah, I don't remember hearing
anything like
separated
that?
Channels.
Okay, but another thing that I want to commend the anime about is the mixing. Like when Vivi was on the tower yelling, and like you could like she's like barely audible.
Yeah,
and I really like that effect that like she really did sound super far away. It was really cool.
Oh, it was also a really great scene when the what can I think today? The people who are going to overthrow the people in Alabasta. What can I think of the word?
What, the rebels?
Rebels. There you go. I was like, what? I can't think of the word rebels. Yeah, when the rebels were coming to attack Alabarna.
Yeah,
and. She's trying to, you know, to scare them to stop, but the closer they get, like you said, with the mixing, it gets harder and harder to hear.
Yeah.
To finally, when they're like passing by her, and she's like screaming her lungs out, mm-hmm. but you can't hear her over the horses.
Yeah.
And them screaming.
Yeah, and all the guns blasting and all that stuff.
So that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I also would really like, I don't know who her voice actor is, Vivi's, and it's somebody familiar, like I know.
Uh-huh.
In the dub, she like totally killed it when, I mentioned to you earlier, when she's yelling from the clock tower to everybody to stop. And it's just like broke my heart. Like it really broke my heart.
Yeah. Shout outs to both voice actors for the English dub and the Japanese. They did a really good job with that part because it really does. It's a very heartfelt moment. You feel so bad that like after all this work that Vivi's doing and all the sacrifices that are happening, like they're still not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's heartbreaking.
She's like she's just begging
for
everyone to stop, and it's hard. It's rough.
Mm-hmm. Even Nami cried.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what got me too.
Yeah.
It's like Nami's frustrated. Like, no, guys, you gotta go and do what you gotta
do
to stop.
Something. Yeah, go beat them up. Make them listen.
Yeah, it was really, really heartbreaking.
Right. All right, so that's a good way to talk about characters.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that Vivi really shined.
Yeah.
And really, what's supposed to be like an arc about her, really, really good. Because I think she played more of a secondary. Well, she should have played more of a secondary character in the first half. But this half showed like how much she did care for
her country.
Yeah, her country, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, awesome to see that. I really loved Mr. Two, aka Bonclay.
Oh, yeah. I have him on mine, too.
Yeah. Really loved, like, his quirky personality. He's, like, so cool.
Yeah.
I really liked that he's, like, more a part of it.
Yeah. He felt more of, like, the... I really like when he escaped, and I was like, well, I wonder if he's ever going to come back, and he came back immediately.
Yeah. I really liked that, like, when he was, like, transforming into other people, there was, like, tells of, like, how you could tell it was, like, the wrong person.
Right.
Like, how... He referred Carol as the duck.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the big thing. And, like, when he was the king, he, like, messed up something.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool.
How I seen it when he was pretending to be Usopp was right away he was like, forget about him, let's just go.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was the big tell. Because she's like, because then she thinks about how him and
Carol really got along.
Yeah. And he is like, never leave Kawa behind and like all this stuff. And then now all of a sudden, then he says, oh, that duck.
Yeah.
And then that's what brings it away.
Mm-hmm. Another thing with, I mentioned this to you the other day, but Mr. Two is his male agent name. Yeah, and his female agent name is Bon Clay, which is like another holiday.
Yeah, probably some French holiday.
Yeah, something. But yeah, it's a really neat detail.
Oh, yeah. When you told me about that, I really, like, it blew my mind. what was that, last Friday?
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah.
And another thing that I want to mention is that when him and his crew are, like, dancing. Like, remember when they were going to a spider cafe and they were, like, all dancing together and stuff? He never counts past three or past two. He always goes, duh. And then he says, carotte or something, or he says some other weird word that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty interesting that he never counts past two.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And another thing with, like, the wordplay is that sometimes in the subtitle, you wouldn't really notice it if you were fluent in Japanese or something and you're watching it without subtitles. But the subtitles, sometimes they replace the word do with do, the French number two. So like, what do we do? Like, kind of.
Well, that's how he.
That's how he talked.
That's how he talked in the dub. And
I thought, I thought that was really cool that they talk like that.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's actually a pretty genius way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a special shout out to Kaoru and the Supersonic Duck Squad.
Oh yeah, super cool.
Yeah, like all of their how they're all dressed up.
Yeah,
really, it was really super neat. I would have wished we saw a little bit more of them.
Yeah,
I just thought it was really cute when Kaoru got injured and they took him away on the stretcher.
Oh yeah, I was super glad that Kaoru didn't die,
dude. I was ready.
I was so happy.
Oh, I was. Speaking of, I think this arc made me cry like three times, and that was one of them when he was thinking about the, like, basically his final moments, or what he thought was going to be the final moments, and he's thinking of Vivi as a little kid, like Vivi getting him as a gift as a little kid, and them playing or whatever, and then Luffy saying how they're all friends. I was like, oh, man. Yeah. Not like this.
I know. I think I even said out loud, I was like, please don't kill Kaoru. Because my wife was with me, and I was like, please don't kill him. And she's like, are you saying something? Because she had her headphones on, too.
You know nothing.
I was like, no, I'm watching the anime. I'm just reacting.
I'm just sad. But I was so happy they didn't kill him.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody important died. Not even the hot guy.
Yeah, Pell. Speaking of Pell, he's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, Pell's also really strong. I think Pell and then the
Chaka.
Chaka really, both really strong. So are they devil fruit people, or are they actually?
Yeah, they are. They're protectors. They're zone fruit people.
Yeah, because like, I mean, like Pell, how Pell talked about himself is like he was the protector of Alabarna.
Yeah, he's in the sub. He said that he's the garden deity.
Yeah, the garden.
Yeah,
garden
both of deity. Both of them say that. But
and they have statues.
Yeah, they have statues of them.
Themselves.
But Crocodile, once they transform, once he saw Chaka transform.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're a zone type.
Oh, you're a zone type.
That's true. But then, my thing is like, how did they survive so long?
What do you mean? Oh, because they had statues and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't. Maybe there's like a line of people.
Well, maybe types. They know. Like maybe they know where they die, where the fruit spawns.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. So then they just give it to
the next person.
The next person in line. That could be it.
Yeah. But yeah, Pell and Chaka, they're both really cool.
Yeah.
But I especially like Pell. And that was another sad moment when Pell made the sacrifice.
Oh my goodness, that was a strong. That was my favorite. It was like
I think
after the bomb blows up.
Yeah,
and it's just quiet, and then it just goes to be continued. No sound effect to it or anything. Just pops up the to be continued.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's strong. That was really good.
Yeah, I felt like it would have been stronger if he actually did die.
Oh yeah,
but he survives.
That was such a weird thing, too, for it to be, like, have him hidden at the end, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think we're ever gonna see them again.
Oh man, I really hope we do see at least Vivi.
Maybe. I mean, maybe make a cameo like later.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think like I said, I don't think we're ever gonna see him.
Yeah, probably.
And then I also have Smoker. I gotta mention big props to Smoker again.
Yep.
For being the coolest badass ever.
Yeah. Super cool.
Especially his I think it was in the last it had to be in the last parts where him and Ace fought.
Oh yeah.
In our last podcast we talked about that. But seeing like this more humble side of him.
Yeah. Like, oh, you saved me.
So he's like, I owe you one.
Yeah, I'll let you go this time. Yeah,
exactly.
And he didn't mess with them he didn't mess with them after that.
And what's really cool is like he wanted to give them their props too, because he's like, no, we didn't stop Crocodile. Yeah. It was the Straw Hats.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, everyone who was involved goes up a rank.
Yeah,
and, like all this stuff, and he's like, I don't tell them they can shove their you know ranks.
I think in the sub he says like you can just go to hell or something like that.
Even Tashii made some pretty cool strides in this.
Yeah.
Where she showed some vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Showing Luffy the way.
Yeah. And then like her being humbled by Robin.
Oh, yeah.
How Robin could have just killed her where she stood and she just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
She let Tashii go.
And they could have arrested the whole Straw Hat crew.
Yeah.
And she told them not to.
Yeah, exactly. So she actually told them to help support them the way they could.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a really cool thing where they kind of mention it, where like when Zoro runs up on him,
uh-huh.
and they're like, no, go this is the way you're supposed to go this way.
Uh-huh.
And Zoro and Sanji, when they get there, they're like, oh, they all say how they got there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, there was like stuff telling... Like, people telling us where to go.
Uh-huh.
And I really do like that. That there's that little detail of, you know, she told them to go help, and then they helped get everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was a funny gag of, like, everybody was higher than the last person.
Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah. Really strong. And then,
I really like the part when we first see Sanji, and he's like, oh, Vivi Swan and Nami Swan, I'm up here.
And I really... It's really strong.
Yeah.
And then
speaking of that, when Usopp initially put the red flare up, I really thought it was super funny that Zoro was like nowhere near.
No, because he has horrible direction. He goes in the dub. He goes, oh, he's all the thing came from the city, but he's like, why isn't the city here?
My God.
Oh.
He was like out in the jungle. Woods.
Yeah, exactly.
Super, super strong.
I also want to shout out Luffy also.
Okay.
I think in this arc, Luffy cemented himself, for me at least, like why he's like the number one like shonen hero.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my favorite shonen hero.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
I put him above a lot of people.
Just like how much heart this guy has.
Exactly.
He has like so much heart, like loves his friends to literally to death.
Exactly. Speaking of which, to death, Crocodile.
My homie Crocodile.
Dude.
Crocodile is a fantastic bad guy.
Vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Just like him having the power to absorb all your
moisture
is like
I like how we got the clarification, because we were wondering that in the last podcast, like what was his power? Was it just sand, or was it like can he absorb water?
Yeah, which is both. What sand can absorb water. That was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another cool thing of him talking about how like devil fruit power is gonna evolve, like not evolve, but like the more that you get to know your power, the more you know how to use it.
Yeah.
So like not only can he create sandstorms, like he can find underground water sources to open up quicksand.
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, he can make like anything turn to sand.
He dries it out.
You know, speaking of like another thing like with details, his like attacks are like like Spanish and like I think French
yeah.
names. Is that what yeah. they are?
It's like Spanish, I think.
Because like I know like he says some of his attacks are in Spanish. I know for sure. And also, Robin's are also in Spanish. She whenever she does an attack, she says the number of hands that she's gonna use in Spanish. So when she was confronted by all those Marines,
uh-huh.
she said like 36 something, and that's how many tight. Hands she used. She used 36 hands or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a really nice detail.
Yeah, I don't think I noticed that. I don't know if it was in the dub or not, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Let's see, who else do I have on here? Oh, I have the last person. Oh, well, I think after talking about last time we did it, Sanji really stepped up.
Oh, yeah.
In this.
What was his fake name that he was giving?
Mr. Prince.
Mr. Prince, yeah. There you go. Mr.
Prince, yeah. And then just Chopper. No, I'm Mr. Prince. Me, Mr. Prince, who's beating you up. Mr. He's Prince, just announcing Mr. Prince.
To yeah. everybody.
That's genius. I love that. And then how stupid is Crocodile? Oh, well, how stupid is Chopper too? Where he, after Crocodile like chases him and he's like, oh, he escaped. And then Chopper's like tiptoeing behind him.
Yeah.
But he's still wearing the coat and it's too big for him.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
Chopper, throw the coat away. You don't need the coat. really, really strong.
Yeah. You know, going back to Crocodile, he was just such a cool character. I loved like his design, like how he's like
almost everything about him. Like he just looked like a gangster.
Yeah, he looks so gangster. I was looking at his outfit. And I was like, I wonder if he wears the coat, because like wearing that coat would like make you like
super hot.
And like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if that's like the reason he wears it, but I think it would also make you sweat. So maybe that would be bad.
That
but does he sweat? I don't know.
I don't know either. I was saying that the whole time I saw that jacket, it just reminded me of the thrift shop video.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's about shit. It's not a nonsense,
mm-hmm.
but it was oof. Just all part of his aesthetic.
Yeah,
like just and then like I don't know how he sounded in the dub or in the sub, but in the dub he sounded like. Almost like a gang leader, like a
mobster kind of,
like a mobster. Yeah, yeah.
He sounded like that in the sub as well.
Yeah, he, oof.
I really I like all his accessories, his like his rings and all that stuff. Really cool.
I also kind of like the fact that he's a crappy hand to hand combatter.
Oh fighter, yeah,
because like he would never have to worry because nobody can hit him.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as like Luffy started like. Luffy didn't actually do much to him except for the final attack that really messed him up.
Yeah.
Because he was only, like, punching him really hard.
Yeah.
And he was messing him up pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He's not used to, like, getting hit.
Yeah, exactly. He's not used to... That was my whole point.
I feel like Crocodile would be, like, a horrible pirate. Because, like... Because he's surrounded by water all the time if he's a pirate.
Well, he was. He had to be a pirate.
Yeah. Because he's one of the seven warlords.
Yeah. So I don't even know even how he would. Maybe he's a great commander. Well, he's a great commander.
And he has a good crew. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have anybody else?
I got a few more.
I have Miss Doublefinger.
Oh yeah, Miss Doublefinger, really cool.
Really, really dope.
What was her fruit called? Spike.
Spike. I want to say Spike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her urchin hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny.
I really liked the. That she did like a Sonic the Hedgehog spin.
Well, she said like hedgehog something.
She's like hedgehog mode or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, is that a Sonic reference? That's I know. Dope.
That's what I thought as well.
And then we mentioned it before. I think her design was a lot cooler when she was disguised.
Yeah, with the glasses. And I think she had a bandana on.
Yeah. She looked like, on her hair, on her head. She looked, I don't know, like her more modest form looked a lot better.
Yeah. I do like the way that she moved, like the way that she walked was pretty,
yeah,
like almost hypnotic, kind of,
like how her hips and legs swung.
Mm-hmm.
It looked super weird.
Yeah, I enjoyed how she
moved. How it looked, but you can also see how janky it was animated.
Yeah. But we gotta also talk about Mr. Four. He's also a pretty cool character, I think.
I actually have him down as my least favorite. One of my least favorites.
Because he's like a fat Sanji.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really like his aesthetic. I think his whole gimmick was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But his aesthetically.
And why he's number four.
Yeah. Because he bats fourth. He bats cleanup.
Yep.
Yeah. And people who don't know, the cleanup batter is the strongest
hitter
in your lineup.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool pun that I enjoyed. But I don't know. I kind of just didn't like him aesthetically. The voice actor they chose to play him. And, and how he talks, like, breathily, I didn't really like. Yeah.
For the sub, he just talks slow.
Yeah.
He has a deep voice.
Yeah, he also has a deep voice in here, but, like, it's slow, and he talks kind of dumb.
Yeah. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
But so another character that's with him is Lasso. I really like Lasso.
It was a really cool idea, and I can't... I've already confirmed that they do eventually...
Tell you
how
they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's something that I was, like, super curious about. It's like, how do they make an inanimate object
eat a devil fruit? Yeah.
Has to be some weird voodoo stuff.
I thought it would be, like, a dog that ate the, like, cannon fruit or something. Yeah,
but it's the other way around.
Yeah, a cannon that ate a dog fruit.
Yeah.
I also like the... I like the race cars outside.
Yeah, NASCAR out there.
So I also really liked the fact that Sanji was, like... Or not Sanji, that Usopp was like, he's like, why are you trying to confuse me? She's all, guns can't eat fruit.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You know, he's all, stop trying to psych me out.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Shout out to freaking Usopp. Like, he got messed up.
Ooh. I thought he for sure died.
Yeah.
Like, he got a direct hit.
He has to be really strong in order to survive this.
Like, it was like, what, 4,000?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 4 tons.
4 tons.
Yeah, 4 tons, and he took it right to the head.
Yeah, and you could see that he got a fractured skull from it.
Yeah. I love at the end, the beginning of the next one, Usopp's like, or not Usopp, but Chopper's like, he's like, don't worry, you only have, like, a broken clavicle and, like, all this stuff and a couple broken ribs.
Yeah.
But other than that, you're fine.
But another thing is, like, on top of that, getting hit by the 4-ton bat, he also got, like, knocked through, like, at least 2 brick walls.
Oh, yeah, he got tore up. Mm-hmm. No wonder why he was all bandaged up.
Yeah, he was, like, in, like, a full body cast, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know if they... if the joke was in the sub or not, when the dub, when they're running, I think they're running from, either running to Vivi or somebody, and Sanji's like, he's like, I'm gonna come down with a sudden case of, like, run until I die, syndrome, and then it's when Azor's like, okay, so I'll drag you then. He's like, stop. He's like, I might come up with a case of dragged until I die syndrome. So yeah, pretty strong jokes.
Yeah. What about Lashes? Did you like Lashes?
Oh,
the camel.
I hate that camel. That camel's dumb. I even forgot about him until you just said it right now. The pervy camel.
The pervy camel. I think also the crab was also a pervert, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they were friends, obviously.
I also really like how the crab looked like it was gonna run across the water and then just, like, sunk.
Yeah, like, oh, like, they're gonna make it. Yeah.
Nope.
And then, nope.
Ridiculous. And then
I guess that's a good way to get into the least favorite characters.
Yeah, I guess. Are you out of favorites? I don't even have one other than Mr. Four and Lashes. Not you mentioned.
I did not like Miss Merry Christmas.
I also did not Miss Merry Christmas. I thought her voice acting was also really annoying.
Well, I think that's the point. She's an annoying character.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like her. Her devil fruit powers was cool, I guess.
Her voice, it had to have been, I swear, it's probably not, but it had to have been the villain from the Power Rangers.
Oh, Rita Repulsa?
Yeah, it might have been her. Because, like, she had, like, a crazy kind of, like, new, like, an annoying New York accent.
Okay.
And Rita Repulsa also has that kind of shrillish kind of voice.
Yeah, like a Wicked Witch of the West kind of voice.
I actually want to go look that up. I'm going to look that up at the end of this podcast. I'm actually very curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really have. I think this is like a long stretch of anime that we watched where it was really good characters all around.
Yeah. And did in the dub, did Usopp make fun of the Miss Merry Christmas by calling her a penguin?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in there.
Okay, that's good.
He's always like, yeah.
He kept calling her a penguin.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I'm a mole.
Yeah.
Or he's like, oh, she's like the mole woman. She's all, I didn't even transform yet. And then, yeah, when she transforms, he calls her a penguin.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what about underutilized? I think we have the same.
The same, yeah.
Do you have more than one?
No, I only have one.
Okay, so we have the same one then.
So, which is
Robin.
Robin.
Yep.
I really was excited for Robin to join. I've been excited for Robin. The two characters I've been really excited to join were Chopper and Robin.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, those are the two characters that just knowing cursory One Piece that I've always wanted to see. And finally, they showed up.
Yep.
And I was pretty ecstatic.
Yeah. We don't really... But, like, she is, like, underutilized because we don't really see her in action too much.
Yeah, like, she's in a couple of the scenes where, like, when all the bad guys are meeting, but she doesn't really talk.
Yeah, she's, and then, like, in the background.
Yeah, and then even when she's a bigger part of it, she's really just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see her fight a bunch of dudes off.
Yeah.
Of the Royal Guards and, what was his name? The bird?
Pell.
Yeah, Pell. He's going to fight Pell and just easily just...
Break his back.
Yeah, whoop him.
Yeah. That was interesting how they... Robin broke the Marine girl's leg.
Yeah.
How she hurt her.
Yeah.
Right. Like, she, like, had, like, an arm on, like, both sides. So, like, on the front of her leg and on the back.
Yeah,
and they're both pushing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's about Tashigi?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Tashigi. Yeah. Yeah, Robin is broken.
Yeah, Robin's super powerful. Like, even when they asked her, like, oh, what are you good at? Assassinations.
Someone here, a really cool thing that my friend told me about Robin. Because I was talking about, like, how, like, oh, Robin's really broken when, you know, when she joins the Straw Hats or whatever, right? And he goes, well, she nerfs herself.
Really?
Yeah, she puts a nerf on herself.
Oh, okay.
She never fights anybody seriously.
Hmm.
So she never just goes, like, balls out against people.
Okay.
So she's not too... like, she can be broken if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could just choke out anybody.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, somebody like Crocodile where they could just, like, disappear.
That was really... the really dope part when she's throwing the water on Crocodile.
Uh-huh.
Like, she throws the vial and he ducks. Mm-hmm. But then she spawns a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
To catch it and throw it on him. It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if we're talking about Crocodile real fast, I didn't understand why he needed that poison claw with him. Oh, like, yeah. As like a super backup plan.
Yeah, like crazy backup plan.
And even the sword.
Yeah, yeah, even the sword was another backup plan for the backup plan.
Yeah, which is super weird.
Yeah.
Any other characters you want to talk about before we jump into... our episode talk?
Well, that's about it. I mean,
I think we talk about almost every...
yeah, almost everybody.
Except, yeah, I guess we did talk about everybody. The crabs, the return of the sea otters.
Do you like Terracotta?
Yeah.
She was for her, funny.
Yeah, for her two, three, the one bit that she was in. Yeah,
the one bit she was in.
Yeah. Fairly strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so favorite episodes.
I mean, it's hard to, like, just pick one.
I think all... the whole arc was really strong.
Yeah.
What stands out more than episodes in this case, in this week, was, like, moment. To me, it was, like, moments.
Yeah.
That happened that were really strong.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite moments being when Sanji shows up to Rain Dinners.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like everyone's panicking about the bridge being out.
Uh-huh.
And then Vivi's like, oh, I need to go outside and help Sanji. And Sanji's just sitting there at the slot machine.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, don't worry. He's like, because I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then you see in the background, he hits the jackpot when he's there. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then it just ends on the to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, like, it's moments like that where... I think I mentioned it before. It's like with theme songs. I don't think that theme song is really strong, but like in the case of My Hero, like Deku fights Bakugo, mm-hmm. and then it's just All Might. I don't know if I talk about this scene all the time with the hero, ween, and then it hits the theme, and you're like, oof. Or, like, again, my other favorite moment of that, of, you know, Scum's Wish, the, you know, she smelled like smoke, and then the song hits. Same thing with this, where Sanji's like, I'm basically saying, like, you know, I'm here. And then you hear the jackpot go off, and then the to be continued. And it just makes you want to keep going. Strong, like, that seems super strong. And then that same vein when Crocodile shows up in Alabarna.
And it ends like that with him showing up.
Really, really strong scenes. Do you have any scenes that you really like?
Well, we mentioned it before, but Vivi in the clock tower yelling, fantastic scene.
Oh, that scene really got me emotional.
Yeah.
Just how, like, we mentioned earlier, like, how Nami was
crying
and
Yeah.
Just rough.
Great scene. A lot of the fights were really good. Obviously, the Luffy and Crocodile, they had like three fights.
Ooh, yeah.
And all of them were all pretty good.
I think the second fight was a little lacking to the first two.
When Luffy had the water barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That also has one of my favorite titles for an episode, I think it's like Sand Crocodile versus Water Luffy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think even Crocodile, like, refers to him at that
point. Luffy.
As Water Luffy at that point.
It's so funny. But I don't know. Like, that fight was, like, really not, to me, like, with Luffy all big like that, it was kind of, couldn't take the fight
as seriously. Serious. Yeah, I guess so.
And then just, like, the whole point of him fighting with his own blood in the third fight was really dope. And then the final attack of him, like, punching him through the ground.
Through the earth. Pretty much.
And then watching, like, the buildings fall, and then, like, the ground underneath, like, above him, like, crumble.
Yeah.
As he's punching him through it was very, very cool. And then the dope scene of, like, Crocodile, like, just flying up.
Yeah, like, with the music.
Yeah.
With that music was really great.
Perfect.
And then he falls, and then the crowd, like, gathers around him, like, what's our hero Crocodile doing here on the floor?
Yes. I love how they all trusted the kid, too, that Ingram had bought. Everyone's like, all right, I guess the kid's all right.
Yeah. I mean, in normal circumstances, it would probably be, like, it would sound far-fetched, like, oh, he changed faces or something like that. Like, what? How?
No, but no one else knows of Mr. Two. Everyone's like, oh, I guess. It's fine. And boo on those people for not killing that. You know, we hear Anime Cherry Bomb 100% against killing children, but those bad guys should have dealt with that a lot better than what they did.
Yeah.
They should, at least. Again, Anime Cherry Bomb doesn't condone kidnapping kids either. But that kid should have disappeared.
I know, right? If they were an effective organization, they probably should have done something.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Oh, I also love the whole episode of where Robin joins.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, everybody's, like, really suspicious of her.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one was Nami just like, yeah, if you screw up, she's like, I'm going to be right on your ass.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay. She goes, Robin goes, oh, that's fair. Oh, by the way, I brought these jewels.
Yeah, exactly.
From Crocodile. I was going to say alligator. From Crocodile.
Yeah.
And then Nami goes, ooh, thanks, sis. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same thing in the sub. Right. She was like, the only thing different was like, she's like, oh, if you mess up anything, I'm going to kick you out.
I think she just kick out, just like, yeah, okay, on your ass, but yeah.
Yeah, and then she calls him like what is it, Oni-chan or something?
Oni-chan, might be Oni-chan, I don't know how she refers to her.
Yeah. But yeah, very good. And I was talking to you about this before the podcast, but I really enjoyed Sanji when he was talking to Robin. He was like, "Oh, Robin, like, should I call you Robin Swan or maybe Robin Chuan?" Really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, Nami's Swan.
Uh-huh.
And I think Vivi was Chuan. So it's really, really nice.
But the one thing I'm kind of disappointed in, and kind of, I guess, is a little spoiler for later on, or for currently, that Robin's the only other girl that gets added to the team.
Yeah.
Like, I would have liked Ever? To see. Yeah. As of right now, there's only.
It's just Nami two, and Robin.
Just yeah. Nami and Robin.
Yeah.
And they share a room on the next boat they get.
Yeah. But that's not until a long time.
Yeah. See, do I have anything else on my thing? I don't think so.
Do you have any least favorites? Like, least favorite moments? I have, like, more of, like, a lackluster kind of moment.
Well, which, go ahead.
Which
oh,
was,
I think I know what you got to talk about.
Yeah, Zoro and Mr. One. I feel like that fight should have been a little bit more of a struggle. I mean, it was definitely a struggle for Zoro, but I think it should have been a little bit longer.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because it was like, okay, yeah, like, he's hard as steel or whatever, right?
And I didn't feel like much happened in that episode either.
Yeah. And then it's just, like, one recollection that Zoro had when he was a kid.
I still don't trust the dad, his master. Something about his face makes me think that he's up to no good.
Okay.
I don't know.
You think he's the one that killed the girl?
Yeah, I do. 100%. I do think that he's involved with killing the girl.
Well, for what reason, though?
To have Zoro, because she couldn't inherit the dojo, because she's a girl.
I guess.
So, and then Zoro was, like, the next up, so it's like, oh, well, I'll train Zoro to be the person to carry on the
legacy.
Yeah, the legacy.
And then he leaves.
Yeah, and then he leaves. I think I told you when it happened that falling off the steps or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she said she was coming from the storeroom, and she slipped off the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I think what my friend was telling me is it's like a colloquialism for, like, killing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that when we watched that episode.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other moments you want to mention before we?
No, but I can't really think of anything right now, but, like, the whole arc.
It was really good.
This whole span of episodes is really good.
It was some of my favorite anime watching.
Yeah, definitely.
It was really fun.
Definitely kept me on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. I didn't even mind it. Like, it's the one thing that hurts it to me, honestly, is, like, how elongated it is.
Okay.
Like, how it takes its time, not for world building, but for time reasons.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, it stretched just.
It fills
out more time.
Yeah.
Not because there's a lot happening in it.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest case. Even though One Piece is really
fun. It's long to be long.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really my only issue with One Piece in general, I feel.
Okay. Well, it's an understandable thing.
Yeah. All right. So before we hit the wrap-up, Jay, do you have any... I guess we just gave our final thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
But any other things you want to say?
Thank you, Barbies. Thank you, Sayonara. I think it's great.
Props to Funimation for this dub.
Oh, again, yeah.
Really enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy the sub. So I'm glad it made it to the United States.
Exactly right. I'm glad it escaped the clutches of four kids and...
I know, right?
That's so weird. I wonder, some forecasts must have went under or something.
Yeah,
right, for them to lose. But think about, like, how many, like, giant they had. Yu-Gi-Oh, they had One Piece, they had Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
like how did they
go under?
How did they mess it up?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna do research on that. I'm really interested in,
yeah, maybe you could do
bad investments.
Probably,
like, the fall of four kids, because they had so many.
I think there's a video about it on YouTube.
It has to be. Because how could you have that much in the game in that many popular anime and just, like, fail.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a final thought for you.
Exactly. How could...
How could four
kids fail?
Yeah, you got this great material.
I hear a lot of people are saying that Toei is failing One Piece right now.
Really?
Yeah. Because they say that people were saying, of course, people who read the manga would say it, but they say like the One Piece anime is horrible comparatively to the.
Yeah, but you could say that with like any kind of like
Well,
manga adaptation or book adaptation.
Well, like how they handle it, which I agree, and how they handle it is like they don't put any money into it.
Yeah.
Which is a big
no
to me, or for us, really.
For the consumer.
Oh, yeah. And then. There's also, like, they mess up the pacing because they have to do one every week, so only two or three things can happen an episode, not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But I digress.
All right. So, accessibility. I mean, you can find it, like, pretty much on any kind of streaming
thing. Hulu, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm watching it on Hulu.
You can watch it on Crunchyroll, the dub's on Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the dub was on Hulu, because I'd watch it on Hulu.
Yeah.
If I had the option.
I like Hulu.
Yeah. It's just, the player is just so much better.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing really objectionable.
No, not really. I guess there was that bath scene, but you don't see anything.
Nah.
I actually thought that scene was pretty funny.
With Nami flashing them for $100,000 each?
Yeah. What did she call it in the dub?
I don't remember, but she was like...
I think it was like Love Cannon or something like that in the sub.
There was a name for it? That's funny. It might have been, I just don't remember. But she was like, oh, well, everyone... At least she was like in a really funny mood to do that. She's like, well, whatever. She's like,
yeah,
you're going to peep. It's going to be $100,000 each. Or 100,000 berries.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very funny.
And I really like that the king was like, oh, thank you.
Thank you, like a pervert.
Like, not for that.
His nose bleeding?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, strong.
Rewatchability?
High.
Yeah, super would watch this again.
Really good. Yeah. Especially this whole arc, really good.
Yeah, this arc is fantastic. Might be, like, my favorite arc so far?
Even over the Fishmen? That's a really strong one.
Yeah,
too.
That was another strong one. I don't know. I mean, they're both pretty.
They're both pretty good. That's what I'm saying. Change
or something we would do different. I would hold off on the intro until Robin actually did join.
Exactly. I was gonna say that was gonna be my.
Because I think when we were talking about it off mic, I was convinced that we weren't going to get a new intro.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I think I told you, I was like, we might get like one.
I was like, I don't think so. Because the next one has Robin in it.
And then it showed up. You're like.
I was like, and then I immediately texted you. I was like, we get a new intro. I would be super pissed if this blah, 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 blah. That's how my text went.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. But
do you have anything you would do different?
I would put more money. I know it's the cliche.
I think
this one
actually does need more money. Well, I don't know.
I would love a bigger budget.
Yeah,
I would love a bigger budget and cut out the summaries at the beginning.
Because I think you even told me that they eventually stopped doing endings.
Yeah,
which is a big bummer to me.
So I don't know if they add 2 minutes to it or they just cut it out so they don't have to pay the license for the song anymore too.
You know, that,
it could
that
be a cost cutting measure too.
That sounds like Toei.
That's what I'm saying. So I'd feel super cheated if the episodes were 2 minutes less and we don't get an ending.
Oh yeah.
So
that's a double whammy right there.
Exactly. Or if they extended because sometimes the opening sequence is also longer than like sometimes it'd run 3 minutes, sometimes it'd run 5 minutes, other times it'd run like 2 minutes. It just depends where it's at. But that's after a minute 20 of opening.
Of a song,
and then add another 2-3 minutes just to explain stuff that...
Yeah, so like you're always like 5 minutes behind of
exactly
some newer material. But whatever. Yeah. I digress. It's anime.
Yeah, right. You can't help it. Mm-hmm. You think it makes them so much money. You think they could, you know, put a little bit more effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Try to get more fans in.
I mean, I guess it, the way you see it, has this many fans already, and they do what they do. So, oh well.
So rating, what would you?
This is a high recommend.
Yeah, high recommend for me.
High recommend.
I mean, I've been telling my coworkers. One of my coworkers is like a super big One Piece fan, but we don't talk about it much because I'm really behind.
Yeah.
And another coworker that I have is into anime, and he's very intimidated by the number of episodes.
I said just
I know,
do
and I keep telling him, I'm like, dude, you got to start. It's a really good show. It's super fun.
Like, I even feel you could, not saying that we are, but I could feel like I could stop watching here and be like satisfied. I feel there's a lot of points where you can be like, like you can be satisfied at stopping here.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people, they just say like, I want to watch everything. Like, you don't really have to watch all of it to get the full effect.
Yeah. I mean, you could just watch the Alabasta arc, and it has a pretty good ending.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was, 129?
Yeah.
Is like kind of like the abrupt, like the actual ending to that arc.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's really good.
Oh, yeah. It felt like a series finale.
Yeah, it did.
It's really strong. Like, I was like, if the rest of the arcs are as well as this, which I probably highly doubt because the next couple arcs are like huge spanning.
Yeah.
Like, if you can cap off a whole arc like this, I'll be really happy.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, high recommend from us.
Yeah, high recommend from you too. High recommend. Yeah. There you go. All right.
All right. So now that we finally saved Alabasta.
Yeah. We saved Alabasta and we paid our 100,000
yen.
To Nami. Would you like to know what we're doing next week, Jay?
Yes, I do want to know.
So I gave you a little hint. This is probably one of our freshest animes that we've done so far.
Yes.
I think the earliest one we've done were like, I think Scum's Wish was last year.
Yeah.
Or
I think that was a 2017 anime. 2017 anime. Yeah. I think that might have been the newest one, along with My Hero. When did the second season of My Hero come out?
2 years ago now.
Okay.
Last year. Okay. It was same time as Scum's Wish. Okay. Little Witch also, same time as Scum's Wish.
Okay.
So we've covered a lot of 2017 anime.
Mm-hmm. But this one's going to be the newest.
The newest within time parameters, which is, it ended in June last year. Okay. Or June this year.
June this year.
Yeah. And it is a Netflix exclusive. Mm-hmm. And it's called Dragon Pilot.
Dragon Pilot.
Never heard of it. This is the reason why it's on my list. It's a Studio Bones anime.
Okay.
About military girls riding dragons and training dragons.
How to train your anime dragon. Yeah, how to train your anime dragon. Okay, yeah. That sounds cool. Have you seen this before?
No.
Okay, so it's fresh for both of us.
Fresh for both of us. So that's why I just know
it's by Bones.
By Bones, and I've seen the character art of the dragons, and they look super cute, and I really...
Oh, they're cute dragons?
Yeah, I'll show you some right now.
Okay, now I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Okay, because I love animals.
Yeah, I love dragons.
Yeah. All
right, guys.
And wait, is there... You said it, I think it was 12 episodes?
Yeah, 12 episodes. Okay. So, and there's probably a dub and a sub on Netflix.
Okay. We'll probably check out the dub.
Yeah, I'll probably check out the dub for sure.
All right. So, if you like us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Leave us a like. If you have any suggestions, you can comment on SoundCloud. You can comment on YouTube. On YouTube, we're doing some Danganronpa. And you could catch our old podcasts on there as well.
So I was going to say, if there is if there isn't a glitch in the system and we have all these views from these past, don't be shy and subscribe, everybody.
Yeah, go ahead and subscribe. It's like, it's not going to hurt.
Exactly. It just makes us feel better about ourselves. Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah. You'll be notified of when the new podcast comes up.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
In the morning?
Usually in the morning. Yeah. Sometimes, like, if I have work or something, it'll go up the next day.
Yeah.
But, or if, like how you went on vacation.
Right.
So that went up on a Friday, I think.
Oh, but yeah, it's just special.
We usually do one a week.
Yeah.
We haven't missed a week since we started in January, yeah, I think.
I'm not planning on it, so. we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
We're coming up to a year.
Yeah, we're coming up to a year. Coming up
pretty
year.
Close, so. Mm-hmm.
A lot of hard work in this year. All right. So, yeah, go ahead and subscribe on all the platforms, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. We're also on there.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram, Jay's.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking it up.
Yeah, I do a few things on there. Maybe I'll do some updates on there as well. But primarily the SoundCloud is probably where you'd want to be at.
Yeah. That's a podcast, right?
That's the podcast. We'll see you guys in the next one.
All right, everybody. Stay piratey.
Yeah, later. Arg.
바이 봉크레 かかってこいや